This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The UN says about 110,000 people have fled Rafah in southern Gaza, and food and fuel supplies in the area are critically low. An official for the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs working in Rafah says all crossings into southern Gaza remain closed, cutting off supplies and preventing medical evacuations and the movement of humanitarian staff. Some 1.3 million Palestinians, over half Gaza's population, had sought refuge in Rafah. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Thursday a U.S. threat to withhold some weapons would not deter Israel from expanding its offensive in Gaza. Pro-Palestinian protesters on U.S. college campuses are demanding financial transparency, but it's proving not to be simple, AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
On Thursday, UCLA faculty and staff held a campus rally calling for the school to disclose its investments and to divest from all military weapons production companies. When it comes to divesting, most colleges are holding firm, saying their investments provide financial aid for future generations and should be protected from politics. And universities say much of endowments is often held in investment funds that bundle assets together, so it's hard to trace exactly where the money goes. I'm Donna Warder.
A combat helicopter was seen firing into northern Gaza on Friday morning as thick plumes of smoke rose from destroyed buildings in the Palestinian enclave. This is VOA News. Iranians are voting on Friday in a runoff election for the remaining seats in the country's parliament after hardline politicians dominated March balloting. People in 22 constituencies across the country will elect 45 representatives from a pool of 90 candidates, 15 of whom are considered moderate. In the capital, Tehran, 16 representatives will be chosen from 32 candidates, all hardliners. Final results are expected on Monday, though counts in smaller constituencies are likely before that. There is an improved economic outlook in Britain. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The British economy bounced back strongly in the first 3 months of this year, bringing to an end what economists term a technical recession. The Office for National Statistics adds the economy grew by 0.6% in the first quarter from the previous three-month period, with broad-based strength across sectors. The gains come after two quarters of modest declines, which the UK defined as a recession. However, despite the quarterly increase, the British economy has barely grown over the past year. It's been hobbled by interest rates at 16-year highs of 5.25%. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Florida county sheriff on Thursday released body camera video of a deputy fatally shooting a black airman who had a handgun at his side in his apartment after civil rights attorney Ben Crump, who represents the family, urged officials to release it. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The video shows the deputy arriving at an apartment complex in Okaloosa County, where a woman greets him and directs him to apartment 1401.
Which room is it?
1401.
She also tells him that 2 weeks prior, she heard noises from that apartment that sounded like domestic abuse. The video records the deputy twice knocking on the door and saying, "Sheriff's office, open the door."
Sheriff's office, open the door!
In the next part of the video, which Reuters has chosen not to show, Fortson answers the door with a handgun at his side, pointed down, and the unnamed deputy immediately shoots him multiple times.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. The third week of testimony in former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money trial is drawing to a close. It comes after jurors heard the dramatic, if not downright steamy, account of Stormy Daniels' alleged sexual encounter with the former president. Meanwhile, prosecutors are gearing up for their most crucial witness, Trump attorney, the former one, Michael Cohen. I'm Joe Ramsey.